You are now politicking with Poe on PoePolitickin.com.
I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean?
He is the greatest Laker of all time. Five-time champion. The only guard to play with one team for 20 years.
You know, I don't quit. I mean, I keep pushing and pushing and pushing to see if I can figure this damn thing out. That's who I am. And I'll try my best, and I'll keep on going, man.
My brain, it cannot process failure. It will not process failure.
I love what I do. And it's as simple as that. I get so much enjoyment from it.
Once I made that commitment and said I wanted to be one of the greatest ever, then the game became everything for me.
I knew that I was not going to be stopped. So at the age of 18, this was my life. So you can't possibly become better than me because you're not spending the time on it that I do. Even if you want to spend the time on it, you can't. Because you have other things. You have other responsibilities that are taking you away from it. So I already won.
It's a lifestyle. It's a full-time commitment.
You make a choice and say, come hell or high water, I'm going to be this. Then you should not be surprised when you are that.
What we're saying, this cannot be accomplished. This cannot be done. Then we are shortchanging ourselves.
When you try hard enough, dare enough, trust yourself enough, you will always go further.
I think everybody's born with creativity, but I believe it's the trust in yourself and the trust in your emotions to talk to yourself, so to speak, to become your own psychologist, to let your emotions out on a piece of paper, to not be afraid of anything, not be afraid of what people think, not be afraid of what people may say. Just be yourself.
What's up? What's up? What's up? This is Poe. Welcome to another edition of Poe Politicking. How you doing? How you living? Had to come in, give my, Kobe died a couple weeks ago. I didn't really talk about it that much, but, yeah, like all that stuff you just was hearing him saying, that was why I was really a big fan of Kobe, because I feel like Kobe's mindset is what anybody can apply to their lives and use. So he wanted to be the best basketball player, but shit, I might want to be the best manager, the best podcaster, but whatever you want to do, you just got to give your all and do your best and just keep grinding, keep getting better, and it'll come. So Kobe was a prime example of that. When he was young, he knew he wanted to be one of the greatest basketball players. And he achieved that. So that was really dope. I said, really big fan of Kobe. Really sad about him and Gigi passing away and the other people in the helicopter. It was really sad. So big fan of Kobe. Trying to think my... Yeah, that was the main thing. I remember also I used to like listen to a lot of his interviews and just his documentaries, and I just remember him saying he wakes up like, you know, 4 a.m. to work out at 5, and he works out like 4 or 5 times a day. So that's how he was getting that advantage. You know, at first, when he first got to the league, I think he played for the Hornets. He wasn't good like that. You know, he was good for a high schooler coming to the pros, but that's still elite. So, you know, like I said, he started working out at, he said he worked out at 5, do that for, you know, go 5 to 8, and then he'll go eat, rest a little bit, go back at 12, then go eat, rest a little bit at 3, then he'll go back at, I think he said 3 or 4, eat, rest a little bit, then he'll go back at night and do it again. So, like I said, he was doing that his whole career, and that's why Kobe became Kobe. So, yeah, shout out, rest in peace to Kobe. Like I said, I know his family is really mourning him right now. A lot of people love Kobe. Speaking of that, I don't know if y'all watched the Gayle King, Lisa Leslie interview. So, you know, Gayle King is Oprah's homegirl. I think she works for, well, I don't know if she works for Oprah or not, but I know this Oprah's homegirl. And Lisa Leslie, you know, she played WNBA for the LA Sparks. So they was interviewing about Kobe. It was in Lisa Leslie's house. It looked like it. And Lisa Leslie was saying basically they grew up together. Like, she met Kobe before when Kobe, you know, he didn't play for the Lakers yet. And, you know, she didn't play for the Sparks yet. So they just grew together. And she was saying that's like her little brother, you know. So then Gail asked her, so what do you think about the rape allegations and stuff like that? And, you know, Lisa Leslie, I think she was defending it, right? And she was telling him, like, oh, I got this. You know, she asked about, I was, like, me as a journalist, I was thinking, like, she just kept digging. I guess that's what they paying you to do. That's what you're supposed to do. But I think that was just inappropriate because that wasn't her, you know, he ain't raped. That shit had nothing to do with Lisa Leslie. So why was you asking Lisa Leslie about it? Then you went, like, she went, like, 5 or 6 questions deep into it. Like, she kept asking questions. So after this third, when you get to the third question, she's still telling you, like, she's basically telling you she didn't want to talk about it. But she's like, well, I thought the case was dismissed. And she was like, well, it was dismissed because the accuser didn't show up. And at least it's like, well, we should leave it like that. So I think when she said that, that was kind of, but you know, Gail kept going. So she got a lot of backlash. And one of the main people was Snoop. And I guess Snoop and Kobe were really tight. You know, Snoop is from L.A. Kobe, you know, L.A. his whole career, 20 years. So he made an Instagram video basically calling Gail King. Let me try to find it. Let me find it for y'all. I'll try to find it right quick. This is what Snoop said to Gail King. I should have played the Gail King Lisa Leslie interview. Let me play that some of that interview right quick. It ain't that long, so I'll play it. Let me just rewind it to where it was at.
It's in your nature to push yourself.
Yeah, they bad play. He's the only bad boy.
It's in our nature to push yourself.
It'll be all right when his ass come off. Alright, come on. Alright.
Which one is he
signed? Oh, that one's fine.
About 5 minutes. I'm just going to let it play out the whole video, whole interview.
Said Kobe Bryant's jersey on display in her home. But since his death, it's taken on a special meaning.
He will be missed, but he will not be forgotten.
They met when Bryant was only 18 years old, before his rookie season with the Los Angeles Lakers and Leslie's debut with the Sparks. The two quickly became rising stars in L.A. basketball and grew close.
What do you remember about when you first met him? I would go to the house and he'd be like, Lise, Lise. I'm like, what? Lise, come here, come here, come here. Watch this. So he's watching Jordan videos.
Michael Jordan videos?
Michael Jordan. He's clicking it. Pause and look, please watch.
So he studied Michael Jordan?
Beyond studied. I mean, he would, like, obsess over watching these videos. He imitated everything Jordan did.
Like,
if you watch Kobe's interviews, like, the way he talks, the way he moves his mouth, when he licks his lips, when he puts his tongue out, when he played, everything was about Michael Jordan, and that's the player that meant everything to him, and he wanted to be great. Not good, but great, like Michael Jordan.
When people say arrogant, aloof, that's not what you remember.
See, that was already so kind of shady right there.
There is arrogance.
Absolutely.
So that was already, like I said, she already picking right there. She's like, when they say arrogant, aloof, was that, that wasn't about him. But she said, no, that was him on the court. He wasn't like that in real life. Like, yeah, on the court, he thought he was the best ever. That's what you're trying to be. So, see, she already started, though. So here you go.
But the arrogance is not in everyday life. The arrogance is in the world of basketball.
On the basketball court, you're saying?
On the basketball court, no. You're not my friend, and I'm not your friend. And it's either kill or be killed. I'm going to attack you. I'm going for the juggler at all times.
What does Kobe's death, what does his loss mean to women's basketball?
You know, he was really making change.
Was he?
Yes, he's changing the mindsets of other.
You heard that? Really? Like, she, you know what I'm saying? She was, you know what I'm saying? She had, they was, I'm keep going, but yeah, she had a little, like, she was digging and trying to be a little, you know, I ain't like her tactics, but she, like I said, really?
Men, more than anybody else, he's giving us, he's validating us, if you will, these young ladies who are out there playing. The fact that he's enjoying and being entertained by great basketball. It made other men feel, I'm hoping, like, what is this about? Like, this is, it's good.
I've heard that
that sometimes he would spend more time at WNBA games now than he would at the Lakers games. True?
Well, it's true, but I think it's also because Gigi wanted to see certain players, and she was into it. And he talked about just, you know, I remember seeing him. He was like, Lise, she got it. She got it. You know, he was just like, she got it.
It's tough, Lisa, looking at the pictures of him and Gigi together playing basketball, yeah. Sitting on the sidelines. It really does take your heart and rip it out when I see those pictures.
Yes. We know what Kobe's accomplished, but Gigi hadn't. She didn't have the full opportunity to do that, because you just know that she had the mentality. Mamacita was going to make it. She was going to be in the WNBA.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004.
Here we go.
Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
And that's like a reach question anyway. Like, yeah, and she wrapped that all the way around back to Lisa Leslie. Is it complicated that Kobe, that allegation came up in 2003, 2004? Is that complicated for Lisa Leslie as a player in the WNBA? Okay, all right.
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy. Never been like, you know, Lisa, go get that girl or tell her. Send her this. I have other NBA friends that are like that. Kobe's he was never like that. I just never have ever seen him being the kind of person that would be do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible.
See, that was there. She going for it, so she keep digging and digging. So, you know, he just passed, so this is kind of like, I just think this is the wrong time for that interview. And Kobe, like I said, that was from 2003. So 17 years later, now you're trying to bring it up like it's a fresh topic. You could have interviewed him back then. You know, you had 17 years to get an interview with him asking these questions. So, yeah.
I just don't believe that. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful at this time. It's like, if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, it went to trial.
Yeah, it was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify, so it was dismissed.
And I think that that's how we should leave it.
It is interesting to me how deeply his death has affected so many different types of people. Why do you think people are so deeply affected, in many cases, by a man they did not know?
I really think it's the idea that you rooted for him or you didn't, but that was an emotion evoked either way.
You know what I keep thinking, Lisa, as often is the case, it was probably just another ordinary day for them, and then in seconds your life...
See, I go back to them.
Hey, it reminded me that's about crazy. The quote about joy and sorrow are inseparable, and it's just that, like, sorrow has been...
Yeah, so, and I say, I guess a lot of people, she got a lot of uproar about that interview. I think even LeBron said something, so I'm trying to go to what LeBron said. I think he gave Lisa Leslie props for, here you go. LeBron James gives props to Lisa Leslie while chastising Gail King over Kobe Bryant. Yeah, I don't know where to tweet at, but yeah, he was just, oh, here you go. Protect Lisa Leslie at all costs. You are the real superhero. Sorry you had to go through that. We are our own worst enemies. Mamba for life. So LeBron said that, but I think the worst one was Snoop's. So this is what Snoop said. All right, let me find it. Here you go. Well, Snoop and Bootsy. So now it's two. Yeah, so I'm going to keep going with this, but here's the first one. Let me find the Snoop one.
Gail King. A lot of
So that was a threat. Basically, when he said that part, it turned to a threat. And also, Bootsy said something, but I'm worried about Snoop. I think Snoop is... See, that's the thing, too. I think we give these celebrities, just because you can rap and perform don't mean you, like, you know, we got to listen to, you know, we give them too much of a platform as far as issues like this. So, but I know Snoop had a right to say something because, like I said, Kobe's his boy. But, yeah, he's been getting backlash now because Gayle King, she had to come out with a video saying that it was a long video. Because I think even that clip was like 5 minutes. So she was like, it was a long video. CBS, they only played that clip. So she said she was kind of blindsided how they did that. So she was apologizing. But then Snoop, like I said she started receiving death threats. And I think even Oprah was worried about her. So Snoop had to come out with an apology. So he's apologizing on this video. This just happened like 19 hours ago. So yesterday. And Domino's delivery is kind of our thing. Yeah, he done ads, boy. Come out. Shout out to Domino's, though. I like Domino's. That shout out to Domino's. Yeah, once this ad play, I'll play Snoop's apology to Gayle King. Yeah, so Snoop had to apologize. Yeah, somebody, I want to say, I forgot if somebody in, like, the government, but she was saying, like, better not, nothing happened to Gayle King, or I'm going to bring an army after you. So it started getting big. And like I said, I don't think Snoop should have said that either, man. Like I said, he knows she's 70 years old. Why was you saying that in the first place? You know what I'm saying? So. And you kind of go back to Dave Chappelle when he was like, I always think of that joke when he was like, what Ja Rule say? So it's like, why do we always got to go to these celebrities for their opinions on things, especially celebrities that are not qualified on the subject? So, yeah, so hopefully that's okay now. It's not, they worked that out. So, yeah. But I think that's enough. I was going to talk about some more stuff, but it's a lot going on. That's a pretty long intro right there. So I'm about to go into this interview I did with Jane Hancock. She's really dope. I think she's from the Bay Area, but she's really dope. Got a really hot song I like. Make sure you check me out. Like I said, PoePolitikin at PoePolitikin.com. Social media is PoePolitikin. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Got Facebook page, Facebook group. What else we got? Snapchat. I do affirmations, daily affirmations, so make sure you're checking out those. Anybody that wants to, I got shirts for sale, PoePolitikin shirts, Master Moose shirts. It's Black History Month right now, so you go to my Shopify, it's PoePolitikin. Yeah, so we out here, man. Just stay in touch. Like I said, I'll try to do this more often. I'm back now. Baby's born, so I'll talk about that a little later, too, but baby's born, so getting in my groove, getting back into everything, so... Like I said, appreciate everybody that been rocking with me since 2008. I know I got some loyal listeners out there. Shout out to my peoples. I holla.